You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Oops, I crapped out. Welcome, 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 all you entertainmentaholics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on LA Talk Radio. Channel One. We're also syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radio Line, Podbean. We got Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Castbox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Geo7, and now we're on Sirius XM Radio. We manage the following bands and artists. Well, including our featured guest for this evening. We'll talk about that here in just a second. We've got Potty Mouth, Black Sabbatha, Don Marlowe, Star Daddy, Nola Star, Jane's Addicted, Aussie Train, Mortis the Devil's Reject, featuring the Mortis Doll Dancers. We also have Lillian Sin, actress extraordinaire, the band Cleaver out of Santiago, Chile, Fallen Fury, Burn the Ships out of Bakersfield. We also have Berserk, Hollywood Nightmare, both from the LA area. We got Borderline Radio Show with our DJs, Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine. They're based out of Italy. We also have Derek Webb, our health segment guy and co-host. We also have Band of Family from Bakersfield, California. And now, signed with Get Real Global Artist Management, Wicked Star. Hell yeah, Wicked Star. That's what I'm talking about. We also manage, we also work with the following bars and venues regularly. We have the Five Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles, Mark and Angie Cordova. Shout out to them. We also have Petey's Place, Petey Partello, that's in Tarzana, California. Universal Bar and Grill with owner Greg Beer, that's on Lancashire up in North Hollywood, California. And of course, we're having a show there this Saturday. Shameless plug. But this Saturday, we have a show at the Universal Bar and Grill. Come on out. Doors open at 7. It's only $10. $5 of that is to enter, so it pays the sound guy. You know, we got to pay costs. It's not, everything is not free. It takes money to make money. Anyway, so our sound dude, and then the other $5 gives you a credit towards food or drink at the bar. So it's a win-win situation. $10 and $5 of it basically just goes right back to you anyway. I mean, you already know you're going to order some food or a drink. So, you know, why not get $5 off and it, you know, whatever. So anyway, we got that going on, and bands that are going to be playing. It's a night of covers and tributes. So first band up at 8 p.m. will be The Hyena. There's a rock covers. Then the next band on at 9 will be the Paul Collins Band, also rock covers. And of course at 10 p.m., they're going to play for a whole hour. Come on down and see them. Under the Sun, the ultimate Black Sabbath tribute. It's going to be a great show. Come on out. We're going to play for a whole hour, you know, wrap it up by midnight. You can still be home in time to, you know, I don't know, whatever, do whatever you're going to do. But anyway, but we've got some great guests and great people tonight. We got our co-host, China Myers, in from Pennsylvania. We've also got Derek Webb, our other co-host. New Hampshire, out there in New England. Out on the East Coast. So we got our East Coast family in the house with China Myers and Derek Webb. And of course, I'm from Maine. So I will be out there next week, starting on flying into Boston on Monday, and then we'll be staying the night there, and then we'll be going up to Maine on Tuesday next week, the 25th. So we'll be doing our show from the road for the next couple of weeks. Exciting stuff. So next week we'll be featuring Derek Webb, actor and producer for movies and soon to be television, I'm sure. We'll get him on some stuff. He's been just blowing up all over the damn place, ain't you, Derek?
Part-time. No, I'm always joking. Yeah, I kind of, honestly, I'm a busy guy with that stuff going on, so I try to keep my schedule clear here and there, but I'm like all over the place.
Damn, red carpets, interviews, movies. You'd think the motherfucker lived out here in Los Angeles, right?
It's funny, I've had a couple of people like, how is it in Hollywood? I'm like, I'm actually in New Hampshire right now. They're like, what are you smoking, man? I'm like, yeah, no. I've actually had a couple of people ask me already. They're like, are you out there? And I'm like, you would think I am with the amount
That's
of
That's really funny. I think it's just funny as hell that you can do all that from out there. But he's got a movie coming up, Hollywood Werewolf, featuring Andy Dick.
Whoa, congrats.
I love that man. It's a James Balsamo film. Shout out to James Balsamo. We love you, dude. And that also ties in our friend Lillian Skin and Mortis the Devil's Reject. So, hell yeah. I mean, so Lillian Sid, my other actor, I guess, in my roster, is also going to be in Hollywood Werewolf with you. So, that's awesome.
I was very excited.
Hey, Jenny's making big moves all over the fucking place. It is what it is. But we got our family at Get Real Global Artist Management. And that leads me. You have a thing that you want to do today, Derek? Your little health segment?
Yeah, I was actually going to discuss what we actually, a lot of people know, are known today in the medical field is known as the silent killer, also known as actually hypertension, which is related to cardiovascular problems in relation to correlate with working out. The concern here is I hear all the time from people at the gym, they're like, who suffer from cardiovascular issues, who have hypertension, high blood pressure. They don't know how to turn to the workout. They don't know how to get into the regimen or the workout they need. First off, foremost, contact your doctor, see your physician before jumping into any extreme workout routine. But hypertension, also known as high blood pressure, is known as the silent killer for a reason, people. It's where the initial silent killer comes because it is so dangerous that people don't even realize they don't even show symptoms. Most of the time when you have hypertension, high blood pressure, and the cardiovascular activity over the years, the heart's just strenuously boom, 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 overworking. And here's a fun fact. The heart literally pumps as much as equivalent to drinking about 500 gallons of water a day. Equivalently, almost as much. That is almost as much as it pumps within a 24 to 48 hour basic known period. The heart beats and beats a mile a minute. And that heart is a tissue, that muscle. It's also a muscle that you work when you work out. And you got to be careful because if you're not doing things the right way, if you especially have hypertension, also known as a silent killer, which traditionally won't give you symptoms, if you're overworking it too much, it can lead to dangerous, deadly things, which is why exercise is a good thing. Strong cardiovascular activity. If you're someone who suffers from hypertension, high blood pressure, I strongly recommend a lot of cardiovascular activity. Jump rope, so maybe some, you know, jumping jacks, some plyometric sports drill training, plyometric training where you're jumping airborne, flipping back and forth, midair stuff, you know, all that fine, fabulous stuff. Nice cardiovascular moves, drinking plenty of water because that's what you need to get through a good workout. But also, you don't want to overdo it too much, especially if you're suffering from hypertension. But the key thing is a lot of people don't take this serious. And the American Heart Association of the United States has even recommended people should be at least getting outdoors, getting exercise, and should be at least getting at least a half hour to a bare minimum hour of exercise a day if you have a cardiovascular related disease, including hypertension. Because if not, that actually causes defects in the hypertension, in return will cause a heart defect, in return will lead to your unfortunate demise. And I'm sure we don't want to talk about that. But anyway, ultimately getting down and dirty to the nitty gritty here, it is a very serious thing. And the American Heart Association has discussing it a lot more than usual on their websites. I'm a big, strong supporter of it because I myself have had personal bouts and family members who have had bouts with hypertension, and it's definitely not a fun, not one of those fun situations. It's definitely one of those things that you just got to be careful and, you know, take it with a grain of salt, and you got to definitely make sure you're monitoring your heart rate at all times during your workouts, lower your sodium intake, watch your diet, watch your eating, high fat, greasy foods, too many salts, things like that. Definitely watch everything you're doing carefully and do it wisely, because if not, it can ultimately lead and cause a lot of trouble for your health and overall general health hazards. So exercise, workout, work strong, plenty of water, good supplement nutrition diet, and make sure you're seeing the doctor at least several times throughout the year here and there, and make sure you're following up, especially if you do suffer from hypertension, with chronic hypertension checkups to make sure that you're keeping it steady and where it should be, or it's getting medically treated. Because if not, it can be diseased, which is hence the reason why it's called the silent killer.
Right. Yeah, that's nothing to play around with, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. And I definitely, like I said, lots of fruit, lots of vegetables, things like that in your diet, incorporated with your workout routine. I strongly recommend a lot of cardiovascular, because a lot of people, they think they hear, the sad part is that, and I've even spoken to doctors who have been in the medical field 20, 30, 40 years, and I've spoken to cardiovascular cardiologists who are certified, who've done cardiology work most of their life, and they've even told me, a lot of people don't even know it, but it's traditionally found more often that a lot of people are like, oh, if I had a heart problem or got a heart disease, I don't want to go work out because I could overwork my heart and kill myself. But in actuality, it's the reverse effect. You actually would want to work out, because if you work out, you're actually building your heart muscle and tone to be stronger to overcome and survive any disease it may have. And it's been proven actually with heart disease, especially in high blood pressure, including clogged, if you have clogged arteries, you have a high cholesterol, things of that nature, which can be formerly deadly to people if not taken care of or properly treated. It is proven that exercise a half hour to hour a day can ultimately erase or eliminate that, especially hypertension or even clogged arteries, high cholesterol. It can actually help things of that nature and actually eliminate it without needing prescribed prescription medication if done wisely and done smarter.
Makes sense. I completely agree with all of that. And more people, especially the older you get, the more you should be doing that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. The more you're prone to having heart conditions, like your elderly, your 70s, or in your 80s, your grandmother, your grandfather.
even just your 40s, dude. Like, I'm in my late 40s, and it's called, like, I got to step it up. Because if you carry too much weight when you're older, it's bad for your hips and your knees and your joints and everything else. And it's also, as you get older, you should start focusing more on getting healthy like that so that you can live longer.
Oh, yeah. It makes you ultimately live longer, happier lives. And it's and ultimately, I've actually spoken to people who have actually, they've even told me they who suffer from heart disease or high blood pressure. I've met people personally in the gym, in the workout scenery, who have told me, like, dude, it's amazing. I got into this workout program, I've been doing this, or people I've trained actually, who I've been training into doing my own workout program with, they've actually told me, it's amazing. I actually don't even need my blood pressure medication. I'm actually sitting here working out, and I go to my doctor, my blood pressure's coming up, it's stable readings, where before it was triple high digit readings, where my doctor's like, hey, you're on the verge of a heart attack, man. And it's a beautiful feeling to know you can change someone's life on that aspect, just to know that you're on a path of death and destruction. And then when you can take that person, turn them into something magnificently, you know, capable of so much life, it's a beautiful, fun feeling. And I just want people to know, you know, live your life, man, but live it healthy and live it smart and do the right thing. And definitely keep an eye on that blood pressure and just make sure you're checking in with your doctors. And if you do have it, make sure you're getting that exercise, or you're eating a nice fruit, healthy fruit, vegetable, you know, protein-based diet. Make sure you're taking your medications and make sure you're being treated for it. If not, it goes untreated, you're looking at some problems.
Right. Two things I swear by. Planet Fitness. And the second thing is Beachbody products, motherfuckers. Beachbody.
Oh, yeah.
Derek knows all about that because he was a coach for Beachbody. But my point is T25, get your P90X on, do the shakes and the supplements and all this stuff. it's worth it. When I did it in the past, I lost like 40 pounds easy on the 10-week T25 program. This time around, I want to do both again. So we're gonna do this. We need to get on to our featured guest there, Derek.
Oh yeah.
You know who we need to talk to? We need to talk to the Wicked Star.
Oh, sweet. Love it. Woo! Wicked Star, my brother.
The hard rock band, Wicked Star in the house. It's called Tony Richards. What's up? I think Tony went to the bathroom.
I'm here.
She's like,
China's there.
I'm here.
Let me know when Tony's back. China's here anyway. Let me know when Tony comes back to the camera.
Can interview his couch because his couch was there.
Oh, he says be right back. Okay. Oh. No, he left me. He says that's why I always look at the comments, the chat part. So as it says, you know,
yeah,
what's going on. All right. Anyway, well, Tony will be back on in a minute, but we got lots of great things going on.
Derek, I had a couple questions for you. You were saying,
here we go. Here we go.
What's that?
We'll talk about that later. Hey, there he is, the man of the hour, Tony Richards.
How are you?
Wicked Star.
Wicked.
How we say it in New England, Wicked Star. You know, because we love Wicked. We say the word Wicked all the time. That's Wicked awesome. That's Wicked sweet. Oh my God, that's Wicked. That's Wicked sad, man. Oh my God. See, Wicked can go for a positive and or negative connotation. But see, with you, see, we got Wicked Star. See, we would have no R's on the end there. So Star, you know what I mean? No,
and you bring up a good point because somebody asked me in an interview not too long ago about why we were using the name Wicked. And in California, they have the, I don't know, just this weird conception of the word wicked being like evil or something. So I had
no,
to
it's a good
that.
Thing.
Yeah, well, it but it's not. So the way that we're using it, it's not wicked in the context. It's wicked exactly the way that you said it. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be, you know, something cool.
That's wicked awesome. That's what I'm saying.
That's
I
right.
like the name, by the way.
I think
Thank
it's
you.
Awesome. And I like Thanks. How you spell wicked.
Thank you. So what's going on? Where's James?
He's over here lounging. He's lounging. The muse is lounging.
I get it. Lounging is good right now.
I know, and I told them that you worked all night anyway.
No, that's all good. Gotta
We're heard from another universe over there. Anyway, so we want to talk to Tony about what's going on with Wicked Star. Now, I know you released your new album back on January 25th. You want to tell us the name of the album and what was going on with all that?
The name of the album, Sudden Impact. I mean, you can take it whatever way you want. I mean, is there any sexual connotation to that? Probably.
Could be. Could be. Probably.
I'll just leave it up. But yeah, I mean, it is what it is. And people are liking it.
It's fucking awesome.
It is. The UK is like really embracing it. They want us to come out for festivals next year, 2022.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so it's all looking good. And then we're working on Australia. And then we're also working on going to Canada. So once
COVID open yet?
Not yet. That's the problem. So we're waiting. It's all waiting game right now.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's really awesome that you've got that going on, dude.
I know.
You're talking like overseas stuff. That's like huge.
Well, we're busting our ass. I mean, we busted our ass for like the last 5-6 years, so it's starting to pay off now. I mean, you're not going to get anywhere if you don't. You got to stay focused. And you know, whatever kind of adversity comes your way, you just got to handle it and find a way around it and keep going.
Right.
And that's what we've done. So we've been lucky.
Going to China?
No, I wouldn't want to go there. No,
I would think Japan more so. Japan's more where it's at. Japan is where the big the industry really is out there. If you're talking in that part of the world, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to rearrange my lyrics if I go to China, you know, because they'll make you like take you know, certain profanity out, and if it's too sexual, they'll make you change it up. Yeah, it's really weird. So I don't want to rearrange my lyrics for that. It's not.
I don't blame you.
For a country that has that many people and they're prudish. That makes no sense.
Yeah, really?
Oh, you got that big of a population. You're fucking like rabbits.
They don't want to talk about
it. Fucking like rabbits and producing all these goddamn children. But you are a bunch of prudes. That's just not. That's not going to work for me.
I'm not going there, Jennifer. I'm not going.
I don't blame you, and I wouldn't want to either, God damn it. I'll order products from China, but I'm not going to go there, okay? There is a difference. I will order many, many knockoff products. Oh, sorry, I didn't say that. Products from China.
Yeah.
Well, you know, again, I'm not going to get political on the matter, but
no, it is whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not just, so I would focus more towards Japan, obviously.
Yes.
You know, Europe,
Australia, New Zealand.
Australia's big, the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain parts that you really want to hit when you go on tour. Exactly. Oh, I heard South America's got some big areas, like Chile and some other places.
Really?
Brazil, whatnot, you know?
Yeah, I've been to South America twice. Once in
Argentina, I think. There's some places down there.
Argentina, Brazil, Uruguay,
Chile, exactly.
Peru, Colombia too. So yeah, there's some good places to play out there. And the fans are really, really loyal and they're fanatics.
Very passionate.
So yes.
Very passionate out there. And that's a great thing, especially when you get on a bill with some bigger bands, you know what I mean, that are more, you know, established. And then people get to see you too. And they're just like, oh, no shit. Like, okay, Wicked Star, I really like them also. This is a good band. Hell yeah.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, 2016.
Oh, big time. Yeah. In 2016, we opened up for Jeff Scott Soto out there. And it was great. We sold it out. So it was awesome. I got a lot of exposure out there. Now I build a fan base out there. So next time we go, we'll probably sell it out again. So it'll be cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
See, that's great. That's what you want.
Exactly. Build that relationship. You got to build the relationship.
And then you just start going to different countries. And as you go to different countries, you'll become more known. People will remember you, hand out your business cards. You know what I mean?
And I'll say, Jenny.
someday I hope to have a passport and travel with my bands and take them on tours.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. I mean, we lost Jenny. She'll be back though.
Okay.
What is your spot in the band? What do you do?
I'm the lead vocalist. I'm also the lyricist, and I also do a little bit of producing. The cool thing about my band is that the drummer is also a producer, and so is the guitar player. They're both from Brazil, and they've produced a bunch of stuff out there. So there's a lot of good musicianship in my band in regards to being able to record, being able to mix on our own, which is convenient because now we don't have to waste a lot of money, you know, going to an engineer that we're not sure about. So we kind of have a, you know, creative control over what we want to do.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Big, you.
It's important.
Yeah. So you would consider your music what? What genre?
I mean, there's a lot of different labels for it that people throw out there. They say hair metal, they say hard rock, glam metal, whatever. It's just rock and roll to me, you know?
Right.
I would say we're a hard rock band.
Hard rock.
Or hair metal. I mean, it's you know, we teeter between the two. So that would be an accurate description of who we are and what we sound like so that people can get a good idea as to what's going on. But
yeah, well, it's a cool group. It really is. I listened to some of your stuff and you guys are very, very talented, very talented. Now,
thank you.
Where have you been? Like you've been on the East Coast, West Coast, or, you know, I know you've been to a lot of places.
We played New York. I mean, I personally, I've been playing for a long time, and I played in a bunch of different places, Arizona, you know, Colorado, New Mexico, Nevada, Oregon, Northern California, Central California, Southern California.
Wow.
Played New York a few times. But with Wicked Star, we've been to New York once, and we did three shows out there. We did two shows in upstate New York, and then we did a show at a place called Blackthorn 51 in Queens.
And Queens, New York.
Yeah.
I'm from Brooklyn. So I know all that air. Oh, wow. Okay.
There you go. Yeah. So that was a
Astoria, Queens, or what part of Queens?
I'm not really sure what part of Queens it was.
Okay, because there's an Astoria, Queens. There's a Jamaica, Queens. Jamaica, Queens is like mostly African American and some Latinos, but you probably was it diverse where you were?
It was diverse. I know there was an Argentinian restaurant right next to the club.
Yeah, so, that yeah. Sounds like probably Astoria, Queens. Yeah, okay. Over that way.
Yeah, yeah. So that's we played that place with a band from LA. I don't know if you're familiar with them. They're a bunch of kids. They go by the name Lilac, I think it is.
No.
They were really good. You know, we played with them. It was a fun show.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Have you ever played in Allentown, Pennsylvania?
No, but we're thinking about coming out to Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
Actually, we're trying to work on that right now and see if we can come out there. So. Good for you. Yeah, we're looking at Baltimore. We're looking at Philly. We're looking at going back to New York, and then playing, I think, somewhere in Boston, and seeing if we can, you know, break ground there because we've never played in Boston before. And then I think we're also looking at Connecticut and Rhode Island since it's so close by.
So, oh wow! I think Jenny's coming back.
There she is, Jenny. Oh, Jenny. Oh, Jenny.
Jenny. Well,
I guess not. Yeah, she's having problems.
Yeah, since COVID hit, when was the last time you guys played?
Well, we did two live streams, one in 2020 and then one in 2021, both at the Whiskey. And, you know, they went over pretty well. The second live stream, we broke in our two new members, which is Sergio on drums, Sergio Sanchez, and then Rafa Sousa is the new guitar player, who is a phenomenal talent, and you know we're glad that he's part of us now. And then Kyle Kay is our original guitarist, the only original member besides me that's got a long tenure with the band. And then Zeus Jade is on bass. He's also an actor. And he does a lot of the Ultimate Jam nights at the Whiskey. So he's really busy.
Yeah, sounds like it. So how many's in the family?
There's five of us.
Five, okay.
So there's two guitar players, a bass player, a drummer, and then me as the vocalist.
So how did the, you said it was like a Zoom thing, right?
Yeah. So what they did was they had a lot of different camera angles set up at the Whiskey. I'm not sure how many different camera angles it was, but I think they had more the second time that we did it than the first time around. But what they did was they broadcasted it to a global audience.
Mm-hmm.
So if you lived out in Australia, or if you lived in, you know, the UK, or, you know, somewhere in the Middle East or South America.
Wow, it covered all that.
Yeah. Yeah. All you had to do was log in.
Wow.
So it was great because now you could get all this exposure on a global scale that you know, probably couldn't do doing a regular gig.
He's back.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Jenny.
My phone overheated, I guess, or something from when it was the charger, my portable charger.
Oh,
it overheated my phone somehow. I don't know what happened. And then it kicked me out and it wouldn't let me back in. So whatever. I'm using the Muse's phone.
Are you sure you weren't
about he did a show.
I got hijacked by aliens. Anyway, go ahead.
He was telling me he did a show on Zoom.
Oh, hell yeah.
No, I thought Jenny was hot flashing.
Yeah. Yes. How did you know?
That's why the phone
was going through that menopause.
Yeah. She was actually
a menopause. Get it? It was a pod. Menopause.
I just messed with you. Yeah, it's all good.
Anyway. Old people jokes.
So you were saying about, you know, they had different cameras and.
What was that? I'm sorry.
You were telling us about the audience. The listeners about you had different cameras.
Yeah. So the live stream was really good in the sense that it opened it up to like a global audience. It didn't matter where the hell you were. You could be in Australia waking up at 8 a.m. Watching it, and we're playing in LA and it's like 4 o'clock our time. So wow, I mean,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool. So we got a lot of good positive feedback from that show, the last live stream. And now we're tuning up for a July 10th show with XYZ and Kingdom.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a big gig. So we're trying to really, really fine tune everything so that we can be impactful when we go out there.
And where is that going to be at?
That's July 10th. That's a Saturday night at the Canyon Club in Montclair.
Woo!
Yeah, right?
Hell yeah. That's what we're talking about, Canyon Clubs.
Yes.
I got a bunch of my bands playing at the Canyon Clubs now. Fuck yeah. Black Sabbath of Fallen Fury. We getting going, man. Wicked Star. So I'm saying Canyon Clubs, here we come. Yeah, I'm saying.
No,
we're
going
to take over LA.
I think you should have done this a long time ago.
I think so too, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he was saying.
I don't know why.
He was saying that instead Jenny of was, polling places, they were playing Zoom and, you know, they had cameras and everybody could see
your
show.
Who did you do this through for the Zoom?
Through the Whiskey. Both of the live streams.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Black Sabbath has been doing those too. That's great that you're doing those because that is a really good market because it goes out on the Whiskey A Go-Go page and it also goes out on the Rainbow page. Rainbow Bar and Grill page.
Well,
so you're getting double the exposure. You know what I'm saying? You're getting both pages on Facebook, and then you know, I don't know if it goes to Instagram TV or wherever else they're putting it, but that's a really good idea. I know you obviously still got to pay to play. It's the Whiskey, but you're getting it professionally done. It's a live stream. I think you get a copy at the end of your performance, right? Too.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, awesome. So, and you can use that for your reels, for all your promotions, all your you know, all your everything, your media kit,
your
stuff, and that's amazing. And that's what you should do. Your EPK, your media kit, all your things. You really need that to help build, you know, a bigger presence for yourself.
Build the brand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Build the brand, build your presence. You want people to know who you are and what you have done. So you're like, okay, these are the links to all this stuff. Look at us. We were at the world, and don't just say Whiskey Go, it's the world famous Whiskey A Go Go. Bands from around the world have played there.
Yeah.
Famous bands play there all the fucking time.
Really?
That's where a lot of famous bands got their start, like Metallica, Guns N' Roses, and many, many others. Yeah. So they've really helped music industry for what? 50 years or something now? Or something?
It's been a few years.
Been around since what, the 60s?
They've
been around since the 60s, right? Yeah.
Wow.
So they've been around just forever. Everyone and their brother has played there.
So they're pretty big.
You know, yeah. And so Wicked Star is now part of that Whiskey A Go-Go royalty. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we love it. I mean, it's our home away from home. It's a great place.
Not every band gets to play there. I don't give a shit how much. Give a shit how much you pay. Like, they're still going to look at you. Like, they're still going to go to your stuff and be like, they really suck, and I'm not going to have them play here. I don't care how much you play. Or if you're going to really pay, they'll put you on at 6 p.m. or some shit, okay? You're not really not going to play at 9. You're not going to play at 10. You're not going to be direct support.
They'll take you money.
Liner. You're not going to be anything major, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like direct support our bands like Wicked Star, our bands like The Hard Way with Eric Jeffries, bands, like Scum Love, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bands that have a huge solid presence, Slant. I know many bands that have opened that were direct support for the big bands, you know what I mean? So And of course, we're friends with Orgy, who are actually the headliners. They're always the headliners. So you know what I mean? Like,
is Amir Durgaw still in that band?
No.
I think. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know who that is.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody who loved D.V. Karloff from the band Society One. Our buddy Matt Zane. D.V. Karloff passed away last week, so shout out. Peace, loved.
Rest in peace.
Amen.
My condolences to his family.
Yes, condolences to all his friends and family. He had a lot. He was very popular, and he was a very sweet and kind soul. So
awesome.
A lot of people have been passing recently from just different things. It's not all COVID, obviously.
No, it's not. It's just, I think a lot of it's just like, stress related from all the craziness that this pandemic has caused. I mean, it's incredible. Suicide.
Everything's been nuts. But you know what I want to do? I want to play some music here real quick. We need to play some of your videos.
Whatever you
want. So let's play your two videos. The songs are... Okay, so we got Bring It On, and we have Hot Love. So which one do you want to play first?
I'm going to let China decide.
Ooh, China's going to decide.
Yeah.
Hot Love! Go.
There you go.
Hot Love.
Okay, let's do... we're going to do a back-to-back video promo. We're going to do Hot Love, and then we're going to do Bring It On. Let's do this. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio, Channel 1 and iHeartRadio. Wicked Star!
Where the heck is this house at? I don't see anybody. No cars, no nothing. It's dead. It's supposed to be a super party. I don't get it.
They said it was in this neighborhood, and I would think that you would see a lot of cars. I mean, I can't find it.
Where are the cars?
This is a lot of effort to find this party. Hey, is this where the party's at?
Hell yeah. Follow me, ladies.
We'll be right back.
Fuck yeah. Oh, like some hot love and some bring it on.
That's right.
All right, so we got about roughly 3 minutes left. So do a quick shout out to
awesome.
The music videos. Who did those music videos?
You
gotta
add another zero to that, Kenny. You gotta have more than 3 minutes.
Oh damn. Okay. anyway, well then, anyway, tell everybody where they can find you on your music and your social media.
iTunes, Amazon, Google, Spotify, all the big ones, Pandora, we're everywhere. Just go there and check it out, buy it. We even have physical CDs if you want some physical CDs.
Hell yeah.
Yep. That's the way we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, YouTube, got our own YouTube channel. So yeah, it's all there. What was that?
I was just saying, tell them, spell your name, spell Wicked Star for everyone so they know if they get it wrong.
WIKKIDSTARR. Thanks,
yeah.
James.
Hell yeah, that's the Muse.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah, the Muse.
All right, very excited. Very excited. I'm going to be playing all your songs on my other show, Jenny's Real Rock, on iHeartRadio. There are, and also on YouTube and other things. So we'll play songs on there as well, and give a little history bio of the band. And then I'll also be sending your stuff into KLOS for that stay or go thing.
Oh yeah. That's
so we want to get some bigger play. So we're gonna work on some things. And thank you so much, Tony. This has been Tony Richards from Wicked Star, Los Angeles hard rock band. Thank you so much to China for saving my ass during this whole. Weird,
I'm your girl. You know, I got your back.
Right. And thank you to Tony Richards from Wicked Star thank you so much for being on the show today. We really appreciate you and everything that you do, all the hard work. We're going to get you into those casinos. We're going to get you going and all the stuff. And then you're going to just start touring all over the world, and it's going to be amazing. And we're very proud to have you as part of the Get Real Global Artist Management family. Welcome aboard. And we expect and we know that big things are going to come from you and are going to happen for you. So we know this,
Jennifer.
We know this.
You're going to be part of the ride, so it'll be cool.
Well, I'm very honored, you know, for that. I am very honored that you allowed us to be your management team. We're very happy and very excited for this. And we will be back next week with Derek Webb, actor in many movies, including horror movies, especially. He's also a producer. He's also our co-host here on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio, Channel 1 and iHeartRadio. We're also on the iHeart Podcast Network. Go check us out on SiriusXM Radio and everywhere that you can find us. Spotify, anywhere. Check us out. Get Real Global Entertainment, LLC. We'll be back next week with Derek Webb. And the week after that, we're going to have Fallen Fury Metal Band. Thank you so much to Wicked Star for being on the show today. Peace out. Till next week. Jenny and the Muse. Bye.
See you guys later. Thank you.
Bye, China.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.